Welcome to the Compass Church Podcast. We hope that you enjoy this message from Michael Salisbury.
We are very glad that you've come to join us tonight and hang out for our summer series. We are exploring a very cool topic for our summer series. So these are our 1 hour services over January. If you are new to the life of our church, normally it goes for a little bit longer than this, but we're just hanging out for an hour, and then there's icy poles and stuff. If you don't know me, my name is Michael. I'm one of the pastors here. We've just got back from our annual camping trip, where I pack my wife and my three kids up in the car and load the camper trailer in the car up. It looks a little bit like National Lampoon's Vacation, where the Griswolds, and we cart half our house up there. And hang out up on the New South Wales coast, which this year was a little more adventurous than it normally is. We normally have a pretty good time. We normally come back with some good stories. This year, it certainly galvanised and bonded us as a family. And we got a lot more time in the car than we thought we would, and a lot more time in very confined spaces than we thought we would. We ended up at an evacuation centre for a couple of days, and we cut our holiday a little bit shorter, but certainly have a fresh appreciation for the amazing work that the fire brigade and the SES and the emergency services do, and a very small understanding of the way that the fires have affected some of those communities up there. So can I encourage us to please be praying ongoing for the people who are on the ground, serving and ministering and helping practically, and praying for our country, for ongoing wisdom on how we can support those communities and people moving forward. So that was a little more adventurous than what we hoped. We also have our youth guys on youth camp at the moment, if you're unaware. So our youth team and all of our youth crew are at a camp at Phillip Island at the moment. Reportedly, they are having a sensational time, which I have no doubt. So I'm just going to ask, we're all just going to stand and we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray before we come around the word, and then we're going to continue our topic on the promises of God. So Lord, we really honour you tonight. We thank you for what you have already done, the things that you have set in motion, Lord God, what you have breathed out upon us, Lord God. We just take a moment now just to pray for our youth leaders, Katie and Eldon and all the team. We also pray for all of the young guys and girls who are there, those that know you, those that don't, Lord God. We just speak out life-changing, destiny-changing moments, Lord God, for them, amazing conversation and connection, Lord God. Let this be an amazing pivot point for some of those young men and women who are going to go on to do great things for you and serve you in incredible ways. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would bring inspiration and life, Lord God, that you would bring, Lord God, people to a place of decision to you where they experience your life and life to the full. As we spend a few minutes tonight, Lord God, coming around your word, pray that you would illuminate it. You would bring us revelation. Lord God, help us grow in our understanding, Lord. I pray that we would be open to you challenging us, shifting, changing, molding, that over this next 10 or so minutes, Lord God, you would breathe life into us, joy into us, a sense of expectancy and anticipation, Lord God. So Lord God, we just ask for your wisdom as we come around your word. Holy Spirit, be our God. In your name we pray. Amen. So over the last few weeks, Phil has been talking about the promises of God, and we've kind of explored, and he's been exploring the idea that this year is going to be a year where as a church community, we really believe we're going to have to hold on to the promises of God. It's going to be incredibly important for us to know who God is and what his promises are. If you haven't got them already, there is a sheet that you can grab in the foyer on the way out that we handed out last week, and we'll have them available over the next couple of weeks, with 71 promises of God. And by no means is this limited to the promises. There's thousands within the Bible, but there's 71 here that we think are going to be relevant to us as individuals, as families, us as a church community over the next 12 to 18 months. I know that we have been praying as a board, as leaders, as pastors, and we're really believing that God has a really significant next 12 to 18 months for us. That means that collectively we are going to be stretched, we're going to be challenged. It means that we're going to be called to take steps of faith that we have never been asked to take before. As a church, we are excited, or I am at least, about the steps of faith that God is going to call us to take in ways that we never have before. The impact that'll have when we act obediently and we respond obediently to God's promptings and nudgings and providing him that space where he can move and we'll be obedient. And then I'm just really excited about in the next 12 to 18 months being able to stand and go, wow, look at what God did. Look at what God did when we responded. Look at what God did when we took a step of faith. Look at what God has done in the midst of our greater community when we responded obediently, when we were prepared to get out of our comfort zone and we were prepared to take our eyes off of us and spend more time looking at Him. And we were prepared to go, God, I'm not really sure what lies on the other side of this step, but I'm going to take it anyway because You're prompting me to take it. Phil talked about the fact that it's going to be a year where we get uncomfortable. And we're going to be stretched and we're going to be challenged. I listened to an interview with a lady who was the president of the Federal Reserve in San Francisco for about a decade. And in that, they asked her what her greatest strength was. Why was she very successful at it? And she said, I got very comfortable at being constantly uncomfortable. And her ability to navigate that space and always be challenged and be okay with that was one of her great strengths. Because I don't know if you're aware, but when we allow God to stretch us and when we allow God to challenge us and when we start taking steps of faith and when we position ourselves and boldly say, God, just use us however you want to. We're going to take steps of faith. We're going to do outrageous things for you. It's not normally a smooth, comfortable path. And so it's going to be incredibly important for us to know the promises of God, to be able to hold on to those. Because so often in our life, it seems like God prompts us. We take a step of faith, and to us it feels like there's a gap before God responds. But just because it feels like a gap, let's never doubt the fact that God is already moving and God is already positioning things. But in our natural mind, it often feels like there's quite the gap, and it's in that gap that the promises of God is what we can hold tight to. A promise is a declaration or an assurance that one will do something or that a particular thing will happen. So I guess it raises the question and the challenge that a promise is only worth the trust that you have in the person that made that promise. I read a little survey about the most trusted and the least trusted professions in Australia. The survey was done last year. Now, there's no prizes for guessing who the least trusted profession is, but I'm sure you're all going to say politicians. And that would be they won by quite a lot, probably not the win that they're looking for, but that was the poll that they won quite comfortably. I mean, when a politician makes an election promise, I think we all know it's creative writing, right? None of us are actually expecting that to truly happen, but I need to be careful not to throw stones in my glass house, because rounding out the top five in Australia least trusted professions, we had bankers, we had advertising executives, we had journalists, and we had ministers, priests, clergymen. So I'm just very glad that don't need to trust me, but you can trust the Word of God tonight. But there's people we trust, and then there's people that we can't trust. There's people who, when they say something is going to happen, when they say they're going to do something, it carries weight and it carries great significance. I know when my son promises me that he didn't eat the chocolate and he's got the chocolate stain down his shirt and it's still in his teeth, that doesn't carry much weight for me. At one point, in the midst of one of our discussions in terms of their development and life here on earth, I said something to him and he said, Dad, you always think I'm lying. And in one of my less loving moments, I said, well, that's because you are, mate. But we try and teach our kids that our yes means yes and our no means no, and maybe means I'm probably going to say no later, but we don't want to have an argument about it now. But as a family, we want our word to carry weight. As a community, we want to be a trusted community. So if we're talking about the promises of God, I think it's firstly really important that we ask ourselves the question, do we trust God? Because if we truly trust God, then we can truly trust His promises. And if we can truly trust His promises, it should determine and dictate our response to situations and circumstances. That as we grow this year as a community, our responses to challenges, personal, corporately, things in your life that are going to stretch and confront you, things that you are facing now, we should grow and develop in our response to that. As we grow in our trust of God, we should grow and we should stress less and trust more. My belief would be that we can trust God because God is a God who cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18 says, so it is impossible for God to lie, for we know that His promises and His vows will never change. So if I truly trust God, I can hold tight to God's promises when things get a bit rocky. I can hold tight even though it feels at times when I'm pursuing what it is that God has called me to do and who it's called me to be, it actually feels like maybe it's pushing my kids away from God rather than drawing them to Him. If I trust God, I can trust His promises. When I'm faced with the steps of faith He's calling me to take, and even as I take them, it feels like all it's doing is creating barriers to see the fulfillment of the promises that I'm holding on to. If I truly trust God, I can trust, even though my feelings and my anxious thoughts seem to be directing me one way, I can choose to trust and focus on His promises. I can choose to hold on, even though I held on last year, and who knows when the new year, we all work like idiots to get to the end of the year, and then the year, next year starts and nothing's really changed. And so I can choose to trust that even though last year I trusted all year and in my mind it doesn't look like anything's changed, I can still choose to trust this year, even though that had happened the year before and the year before and the year before. I can choose to trust and hold on to the promises for my friends, that even though it feels like they're somehow getting further and further away from eternal salvation because all of their choices are leading them in the other direction. Because trust is an incredibly precious thing. It's hard to earn and easy to lose. You can't trust everyone, but you can't spend your life trusting no one at the same time. And I know for some of you, you've had your trust broken by people and you've made a decision that you're not going to trust people and you're not going to trust God. Can I encourage you tonight that our God is a God who can be trusted? Our God is a God who is unchanging. Our God is a God who cannot lie. That those promises, those things we read in the scripture, the things on those, the 71 promises on that piece of paper are true, they are foundational. They are things that we can choose to focus on. I would encourage you that we should be praying into those. We should be reading them. We should be marinating in them. We should be memorizing them. We should stick them up somewhere where constantly we will see them in our Bible, next to our bed, on the fridge. We've got them stuck up in our toilet next to the times table. I'm up to my sevens, by the way, if you care. But tonight, as we close, I guess my question is, do you truly trust God? And for those of us who can answer that yes, then I'm excited about the journey for you this year. And for those of you who aren't quite sure what the answer is for that, for you, if we truly stop, then I believe tonight, just now, in this minute, God would want to remind you, love on you, and bring a bit of a revelation to your life. So we're just going to pause right now. I'm going to ask that everyone would bow their heads and shut their eyes, and we're going to have a personal minute between us and God. I believe if God was here in a physical presence, that we could actually see Him. He would be coming and sitting next to you right now and saying, "My son, my daughter, do you trust me?" In the midst of our crazy adventures and being in the evacuation center, one of my kids in particular, just, they were amazing. God's hand of peace was upon them. But one of them in particular stayed close. He just wanted to know that I was there. And if I was there, he was fine. And it's a bit like that with us and God.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.